listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip. Gotta listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everyone out there listening to one of my favorite tweeters, Meganella. Happy Mother's Day to you and all your children. Of course, to my mother, Mama Gina, happy Mother's Day to you. To my sister, Nikki, happy Mother's Day to you. And to all the women that have either mothered you, have been mother figures to you, who are your mothers, or whomever they are, and you love them, this day is for you. You know, I was reading so many tweets today, and one that really touched me was from Farah Angsana, the designer. She said, what regrets me the most is that I didn't say I love you more to my mother. So everyone, do say I love you to your mothers. Say I love you as much as you can, because love is the answer, right? I'm just tweeting right now. So I'm letting you all know on Twitter, at Max Tucci, to go get the free LA Talk Radio app. I mean, by now you should have it. But I know there's so many new listeners tuning in. So there's an LA Talk Radio app. It's free. You can hear all the wonderful shows literally 24/7 on LA Talk Radio. We have so many wonderful shows here on the network. 5 years strong. Have a new studio. Things are looking up. Things are looking good. Maria Papapetros, our psychic, has always said that LA Talk Radio is going to get bigger and bigger. And it is. So, you know, I love being here. 5 years of doing radio with LA Talk Radio, so I'm really excited. You know, we used to be To the Max, and now we're Max and Friends, so here we are on another Sunday night. I say if you get the app, you can come to bed with me. So take that app and bring me to bed with you, is what I really want to say. Hey, speaking of beds, well, I don't know why I went that route, but I tried to do a segue there. But anyhow, over the weekend, you know, I did my big Patti LaBelle event. Last night, an evening with Patti LaBelle, supporting the Children's Hospital at Montefiore at the Lehman Center in the Bronx. So much fun. Xavier Lewis came with the Whiskey Peach. They tore the house down for her opening act. Patti sang, and she was unbelievable. She signed a poster for me, so I was super psyched. But Patti is really an unbelievable talent. She's going to be 69 years old, and just say some prayers for her. Send out a lot of good vibes to Patti LaBelle, because she's not feeling too well, and we just want to send those vibes to her that she gets a healing. But, you know, we really did a wonderful job. I have to say thank you to all of my Spring Concert Committee members. Of course, Vanessa Noel, she's there, and she was there last night. So I love you, Vanessa Noel. And Bree Bythewood, she co-hosted the evening with me, co-chaired, I shall say. And Bree is on this new Bravo show called City Sisters. So you're going to see me there, and with Bree Bythewood, because they were filming last night. The Bravo crew was there, and City Sisters is going to be quite the show. definitely y'all need to tune into it. What else is going on? Well, hey, I want to talk to you about this real quick. Did you know that Barbara Walters is going to be retiring? So tomorrow she's breaking the news live on The View, so tune in to that, because it's quite the announcement. But I think it's time. I think it's time. Tonight here on Max and Friends, let me lower my T-Mobile phone because I keep getting tweets and I'm interacting with everybody. So I got to let you know, we've got a really interesting show tonight. Besides the fact that my mother, Gina Tucci, is going to be here. Hey, P.S. to all the mothers that aren't here anymore, we just reverence you and we love you. And thank you for giving birth to us, giving us this gift of life and letting us grow in your womb for 9 months. My goodness, could you just imagine having this life grow in you? Well, speaking of life, tonight we're going to be talking about lives envisioned, a spirit circle. Do you all know what spirit circles are? We're going to talk about them tonight. We're also going to talk about quite an interesting aspect. It's called recognizing relationship patterns through ancestral worship. Examples are like generational singer, motherhood, women. It's going to be quite interesting. So we're going to have a great guest here tonight. He's been on the show before, CM Plaskett. He's joining us. So we've got a great show, a great lineup. But before we go anywhere, we're going to give you the Dr. Maya Love astrological forecast for May 2013. Sorry it's a little bit late, but like I always like to say, like a period, better late than never. But before we get that, I really want to thank everyone for joining me last night at the Lehman Center in the Bronx for an evening with Patti LaBelle supporting the Children's Hospital at Montefiore. It was really wonderful to have everyone there. Keith, love you for coming up. Rowena, love you for being there. And we're going to send a lot of love to Rowena tonight because her goddaughter died last night, literally during the concert, and Rowena had to get up and leave. So we love you, Rowena, and you're in our thoughts and our prayers and your family, just sending you all that strength. But Angie was her name, and Angie had cancer and died. And like I told Rowena last night, and this is for everyone who's lost someone to cancer, our spirits are so strong that they're in a body that has cancer and they die. Just picture them breaking free from being stuck in this body that no longer serves our spirit. So I know it might be sad and emotional, but they're free. Their spirits have broken out of this mold that was created, and now they're soaring and they're free. So Angie, and to my Angie out there, we love you. Hey, it's 11:11 on the East Coast, so make a wish. My wish is that y'all love one another. And now speaking of love, we're going to play the Dr. Maya Love astrological forecast for all your signs for May 2013. And when we're back, we're going to have my mama in the studio with us. Hit it, Ronan.
Hi, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for May 2013. Vedic astrology originated around 7000 BC and is one of the ancient texts known to man. My monthly forecasts here are based on your Vedic moon sign. Moon is a planet that is closest to the Earth and has the strongest electromagnetic pull on Earth and all its living beings. That is why Vedic astrology gives great importance to the moon sign rather than the sun sign. If you have any questions or if you would like a reading, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. The planetary positions on the Vedic sky for the month of May 2013 is as follows. Sun is currently transiting Aries but moves into Taurus on May 14. Mercury is currently transiting Aries but will move into Taurus on May 13. Venus is currently transiting Taurus and moves into Gemini on May 29. Mars is currently transiting Aries, its own house, and moves into Taurus on May 23. Jupiter is currently transiting Taurus but moves into Gemini on May 27. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra and continues in its retrograde motion. North node of the moon is currently transiting Libra and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Aries. The highlight of this month is the solar eclipse in the sign of Aries and the star of Bharani on May 9. It follows the lunar eclipse we witnessed on April 25th. The sun is the father of the universe and is a giver of life energy to all beings on Earth. When it gets eclipsed, the free flow of life energy gets altered somehow. The dark energies of the new moon blocks the light energies of the sun from reaching the Earth. It's wise to be patient and refrain from making any major emotional decisions during this time. Wait until you feel that all the emotions have been seen through and dealt with. It is important to have an open mind and an open heart while beginning something new in life. Eclipses always brings with them a sign of a new beginning. The effects of an eclipse can be felt a few weeks before or a few weeks after the eclipse. The effects of solar eclipse will be more pronounced, especially in people who are born under Aries as ascendant or who have Aries as moon sign. Here's the astrological forecast for the month of May 2013 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. Sun gets eclipsed in your first house. Any decisions regarding your personal development needs to be approached with an open heart. Taurus, this is your month. Sun gets eclipsed in your 12th house. During this time, it is important to focus on aspects of yourself that you have been ignoring for a long time. Gemini, Sun gets eclipsed in your 11th house. It is important to focus on curbing your expenditures for the next few months. Cancer, Sun gets eclipsed in your 10th house. You may experience a shift in your career. Embrace this shift with an open heart. Leo, Sun gets eclipsed in your 9th house, a great time to question your spiritual and philosophical approaches to life and open up your heart more to your own inner truth. Virgo, Sun gets eclipsed in your 8th house. It's important to not get too emotional when you are faced with challenges with regards to your health and intimacy with your partner. Libra, Sun gets eclipsed in your 7th house. It is important that you take some time in getting to know someone well enough before you pursue a relationship with them. Scorpio, Sun gets eclipsed in your 6th house. You may find yourself focusing more on eating healthy and pursuing an active lifestyle. Sagittarius, Sun gets eclipsed in your 5th house. Creative aspects of yourself needs more focus during this time, and take your time to think over the ideas you have before rushing into it. Capricorn, Sun gets eclipsed in your 4th house. It is important to show more of your attention on your family and sincerely work towards any challenges that you may face. Aquarius, Sun gets eclipsed in your 3rd house. Time to focus more on any difficulties that you may have in communicating your feelings to others. Pisces, Sun gets eclipsed in your 2nd house. It is important to take it slow on any financial investments at this time and play it safe. And that brings me to the end of the forecast. The spring is here and it's the sign of a new beginning in life. The nature constantly renews itself and springs to life. The trees come alive, the animals come out of hibernation to declare a new beginning in their lives. We too can let go of anything that causes us worry or anxiety and choose to begin a new way of life. Life is beautiful and let's make the most out of it. Wishing everyone a wonderful spring. Thank you and blessings.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Dr. My Love giving you the astrological forecast, the Vedic astrological forecast for the month of May 2013. Yes, spring is in the air, so is love. And speaking of love, I love the fact that my mama's here on Mother's Day joining us on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show, Mama.
Well, thank you, Max. I had such a lovely day with you today.
Indeed, we had a lovely day. What was the best part for you?
Oh, God, it's hard to say. You know, I loved seeing the horses and the jumping, but I also loved having dinner with you at our favorite little restaurant called Pearl East in Stamford. Oh, it's such a fabulous place, wasn't it, Max? And we enjoyed
it? I love Pearl East. I love Ivy. I love the whole place because they have the traditional Chinese menu. You know what I mean, Mom? And it's like one of my favorite things because I love the jellyfish there. I love the shredded beef with bamboo. I love the beef noodle soup. Isn't it the best?
Oh, my goodness. Everything is so fantastic. And we just discovered it not too long ago after living in Connecticut for so long. So don't drive by when you see Pearl East on, what is it, Summer Street, Max?
It is. I love it there. Look at you giving little shout-outs, right? I mean, having me in doing radio for 5 years, you've learned how to do shout-outs now, right?
Well, I have to learn from the best, don't I?
Well, thank you. Hey, I got to tell you, speaking of the best, did you hear Barbara Walters is retiring? I just got the news.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to come out on The View tomorrow and say she's retiring. It's about time, though, no?
I think she should take life
to the max.
Yeah, like take life to the max, right, exactly.
But, you know, like, let's talk about you for a little bit, because you know Barbara forever. Tell us about when you first met Barbara Walters.
Oh, my goodness, I first met Barbara Walters when Leslie Blanchard, who in the 60s and 70s was one of the best hair colorists in the world, practically. He was very well known and worked with Clairol and represented Clairol. And he had a very lovely salon in Manhattan in the 60s somewhere. And there I was sitting right next to Barbara Walters, and she was getting her hair done and I was getting mine done. So we sat there and sort of, you know, how you chit-chat a little bit. At that time, she wasn't, I would say, as famous as she is now. I think she started, you know, to do her shows, but she's delightful and she's tiny. You know, I always thought of her as being a big woman, but she isn't. She's a tiny. Well, you met her, Max.
Of course. Now, you've had a really interesting life, Mom, and you know, it's like I'm having you on today for Mother's Day. We've done this before on Mother's Day. You come on my show. You know, you need to call in more often because it's kind of like a shame that you don't call in. But I get it. But anyway, so tell us about a little bit about your life. Actually, I'll tell everyone. And then, like, interrupt me, because
okay,
you've
Max.
Had such an interesting life. You know, like I said today, it's like an autobiography in the making. Literally, you were born in Lithuania, you then escaped during World War II, you lived in displaced person camps, literally bombs were dropping around you, then you ended up in Brooklyn, and it's like I said today, like, you ended up from bomb shelters and displaced person camps to penthouses and villas in Italy. Your life really has been something really of amazement. And I think a lot of people, you know, everyone loves you. They all call you Mama G. But what is it that you think really inspired you to live such an amazing life?
Well, I guess it was, you know, the fear of growing up, you know, when I was a little girl, of dying or being taken away from my parents. And what I wanted to do as I was growing older was to make the best of my life and to enjoy it and to work hard, which I did. I was one of the first executive women in those days, you know, in the 70s before Women's Lib, that I became executive vice president, and that was my dream before I was 30. So it was quite a challenge, but, you know, I did it. I did it my way.
You did it your way. So you opened up Roberto Di Camerino with Onassis in New York at the Olympic Towers. You opened up Roberto Di Camerino. You opened up Jaeger. You have this huge history in fashion. Women's Wear Daily used to write about you all the time. And just this weekend, we were reminiscing. You know, we were in the car and we were reminiscing about how you met all these wonderful people, the editors at Vogue, and how you would go to lunch with them, and how you really were like a fashion favorite for Women's Wear Daily, how you became, you know, indicted into the fashion group before many people even knew what the fashion group was. How was the fashion industry then for you?
Well, it was certainly different. I think it was more personal. You know, we really served the customer, where now you walk into a store and you hardly see a salesperson and you're sort of helping yourself. Where in those days, you know, we didn't attack the customer, but certainly if the customer needed help, we were there. You know, if you go in to buy a sable coat in Revion, the way it was many years ago at Saks Fifth Avenue, you know, we had private rooms and the model showed the coat. And today you go into a store and you see a sable coat on a rack. I don't think that's fun buying, you know, a $100,000 coat that way. I think it's nice to get the personal service, maybe
some champagne.
Oh.
Of course.
You know, so I think in a way that has changed. And I really don't like to go shopping anymore, because I know what it was like when I was working at Saks Fifth Avenue for Revion Furs.
Of course. Now, speaking of customers, who are some of your favorite customers?
Oh, my goodness. Cary Grant would be the first one, I would say. He was just so charming and so handsome and so gorgeous. Oh, my goodness, when he held my hand, I never wanted to wash it again. He was adorable. Paul Newman was wonderful. He came in on his motorcycle one Saturday morning to buy Joe, from Westport, actually, to buy Joanne a sable capelet, and that was a long time ago. Carol Channing was interesting, I must say. I had Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis as a customer. I had a lot of fabulous, interesting people.
And who was the most interesting person that you've ever kissed besides my father?
Oh, I can't give that secret away.
Oh, not yet. Read the book, right?
That's right. Oh, Max, you're so clever. What can I say?
Oh, I'm just saying. But, you know, well, all right.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, tell me.
Oh, and the other thing that, you know, at dinner tonight, you showed me your phone and what you had written, and that really touched my heart. I was so happy to read what you said to me. You're such a sweetheart. You're such a wonderful, wonderful son. I love you dearly.
I love you more. And that was on Facebook, so a lot of people liked that. That had a lot of likes with a great picture of us. But, you know, growing up was really interesting, having you as a mother, I shall say. A lot of fun along the way, and we still have it, through the trials and the tribulations to the joys and the sorrows and everything in between. But this weekend, there was a great event because of you that I really got involved. You know, you taught me at a young age to give back. And, of course, that's Xavier Lewis's song. And, of course, you know where I'm going with this. Because the Children's Hospital of Montefiore, your vision was just to start a little waiting room, family waiting room. And then it turned into a whole children's hospital. And now they're in phase two, raising like $300 million or so. And we did their kickoff event with Patti LaBelle. So how was that event this weekend? Isn't Patti LaBelle the best, first of all?
Oh, my God. She's so divine. She's just so comfortable on the stage, and she just makes you love her. She is a doll, and it was wonderful to be there. I must say we were all dancing in our seats. Not the aisle. They wouldn't let us. But it was everybody from all ages. I mean, you know, I even saw a little old lady, and she was, Grandma Letty. She was rocking there in that seat. Even Charles, he was rocking. I mean, it was amazing. She really brought out the soul in us. She's a wonderful entertainer. I just love her dearly. And of course, I love Xavier Lewis. I think he is such a doll. He's such a sweet person. He's also very generous. He gives a lot of himself to charities and people who do that. It shows what kind of a person they are.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of charities, Xavier Lewis, you met the first time when I did that birthday party for you, quote unquote birthday party for you, at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump for, you know, the Buddha Ball for the Unicorn Children's Foundation. You met Xavier and you heard him sing Give Back. Wasn't he amazing that night?
Oh, he was wonderful. He is absolutely fantastic.
I heard that you got like a little kiss in last night and a big old hug with him.
I did. I certainly did. Absolutely. When I first met him, I didn't know who he was. But, you know, since then, I've heard a lot about him. And I think, you know, he's an upcoming star if he isn't one right now.
Absolutely. And so the evening was a great success, wasn't it?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was just fantastic. I'm sorry it had to end, and it was so much fun seeing everybody enjoying themselves. It really was delightful. And, you know, I must say, Patti LaBelle's orchestra, I don't know if you call it an orchestra, but and her backup singers and that young man at the piano, oh, what a talent.
Weren't they amazing?
What a voice. Oh, they were truly amazing. It was worthwhile seeing that show. I must say, you know, people... they just, when they hear the Bronx, it's like, you know, you're going to the moon. But honestly, from Connecticut to New York, it's really a very short drive.
And it's such an intimate, you know, all the girls were there, you know, they're filming that new show called City Sisters on Bravo. And all the girls were there and they were saying how lovely it was, like such an intimate theater.
Oh, Lehman Center has a wonderful theater. It's
and
really
Bree
lovely.
Bythewood and I up on stage, wasn't that fun?
Oh, that was wonderful. She's such a beautiful, elegant lady.
Isn't she? Yeah, we had a good time. So listen, speaking of time, it's getting short here, but I wanted to, you know, give us some advice on motherhood. Because we've got listeners tuning in right now. They all say hi to you and happy Mother's Day. But give them some advice on motherhood.
On motherhood, well, I would just say love your children every moment that you can and unconditionally. And they will give back to you and listen to your children, what they have to say, and feed them, cook for them, and sit down and eat with them. And get a nanny to change the diapers. No, I'm just joking. I raised you, didn't I? Look at how successful you are.
Well, you know.
What?
Just doing my thing.
Well, you're doing very well. I must say, I'm very proud of you.
Oh, and I'm proud of you for instilling all this into me. So listen, have you ever heard of a spirit circle?
No.
You see, we're going to talk about that tonight right here on Max and Friends, because coming up, we've got CM Plaskett joining us. If you're tuning in now, you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. I've got my mother on, Gina Tucci, tonight. because it is Mother's Day after all, so my mom is spending a little time with me here. We're going to talk about spirit circles, and we're going to talk about something really interesting, which is, check this out, because I got this really cool email about tonight's topics, and I was like, Mom, I wonder if you've ever heard of this. So have you heard of recognizing relationship patterns through ancestral worship?
Oh, you see, the first part, yes,
but the second part, no. Because tonight, we're going to talk about ancestral worship and recognizing relationship patterns here on Max and Friends. Mama, I'm blessed to know you.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I love you dearly. And thank you for a wonderful, wonderful day. And thank you, my darling Lily, my granddaughter that I absolutely love. She enjoyed feeding the horses. And to Nikki, it was good to see her too, my lovely, beautiful daughter. And I wish all the mothers that are listening and mothers-to-be and the mothers that are not here with us a big hug and a big kiss and happy Mother's Day to all.
We're blessed, aren't we?
We certainly are.
When you've been blessed. By Patti LaBelle on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. CM Plaskett's next.
In a world of weak and strong,
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Patti LaBelle, When You've Been Blessed. Wasn't she amazing? I just love that song. I could hear that song over and over and over again. Because when you've been blessed, it feels like heaven. Well, speaking of heaven, we're going to talk about spirit circles tonight in just a little bit. But I've got my mommy here with me one more time. Because like I preached at the beginning of the show, and I like to practice what I preach, is to always tell your mother I love you in every situation you can. So, Mama, I love you.
I tell you that I love you all the time.
And right? Allison Robertson says hi because she's tuning in right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Say hi to her.
Oh, Allison, I miss you so very much. I can't wait to hear you sing. I miss you not singing for us at the pool. Do you remember all those fun times we had with your beautiful voice? I understand that you are really getting up there in the opera world, and I'm thrilled for you, and I wish to see you very soon. Love you, Allison.
And I love you, Mama. We're going to let you go, and I'm going to see you after the show. All right, Mama? I love you.
Love you. Love you all. Happy Mother's Day.
Good night, Mama.
Good night.
Well, everyone, I've had so many people on this show, and one in particular I just had to have on tonight, because there are really a lot of things going on. Like, we're tapping into this flow of the spirit. Do you all feel it? And I want to know why. Why is now the time? And, you know, there's a thing called spirit circles. So we're going to talk about them tonight with a very special guest. He's been here before on Max and Friends, and I'm really, really, like, honored to have him back on, because he is so in tune to what's happening right now. And I guarantee you that after you hear him again tonight here on Max and Friends, you are going to want to book him. You're going to want to do these spirit circles. And to teach you more about them, we have, I'm going to say your name, and I know I'll say it right, okay? Maybe not, but correct me, because I know you're CM. But Olokuse.
Olokuse, correct.
Olokuse, welcome to Max and Friends.
How are you? How are you, Max?
Well, I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you. It's nice to hear your mom. Everybody out there, happy Mother's Day to my mom as well, who's in California. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there is so much going on. Don't you feel this flow that's happening right now? And people are so in tune to the spirit and to finding the truth in life. Do you feel it?
Absolutely. I mean, if you just think about, you know, not to change the subject or anything, but there are so many television shows, there are so many medium shows, there are shows about the spirit world. If you look at the, you know, up and down the cable channels, they're all paranormal activities and everything. That's because our ancestors are alive and around, and the energies are here, and all, everybody is looking to make contact in some way or some form with those energies now more than ever, because of not having done it in the past. So a lot of people are trying to get back in touch with it right now.
You know, it's so important that you say ancestors tonight, because, like, you know, just because our grandmothers or mothers or aunts or sisters aren't here with us in the physical form, their spirits are always around us. And it's important to understand how to connect with them, because they're here offering help to us all the time. We just don't know how to tap into that. So explain to us what a spirit circle is.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy you said what you said before you asked me that question, because that's exactly what it is. For me, a spirit circle is just that ability to tap in. For me, it's a gathering of hearts. It's a gathering of minds, Max, with the express purpose of healing, propitiation, and spirit contact. And when I say propitiation, Max, it goes hand in hand with, it's the gaining or the regaining of contact with your spirit guides or your ancestors in the past. Sometimes we need to gain a relationship because we don't know that there is one there, or we need to regain one, especially if one's broken based on our activity, any ancestral challenges that we've had throughout the our lineages. So absolutely, that's what a spirit circle does. It allows a group of people to come together for the express purpose of healing and propitiation.
Now, in a spirit circle, can we break generational curses?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
What can one expect? What can one expect in a generational curse? A lot. But what can one expect in a spirit circle?
Oh, yeah. In a spirit circle, what happens, Max, is, you know, typically it can go anywhere from 15 to 30 people, depending on how big I choose to have the circle at the given time. Sometimes it can be even more than that. But we all get together as a group and we pray up the space. Yeah? Everybody who is in the group gets a prayer mailed to them or emailed to them 3 days prior to, depending on the theme of what we're doing. And what we're doing is allowing that prayer that they prayed 3 days before to cause the generational, the vibration to be raised. When we get into the spirit circle, everybody's consciousness is held to that theme. And what we do in that spirit circle is pray and pray till we reach a certain vibration. Hopefully we'll make contact. And as a medium in the house and the lead medium there, what I do is I then give messages or cause some kind of pull or shift or change if a spirit should speak or a message be given, or I feel something that needs to get done, and I do whatever needs to be done or said to cause movement or breakages in that circle and in that space. So many people walk away from it feeling so light, feeling cleansed, feeling heard in the spirit circle.
You know, it's interesting because you told me, I've spoken to you privately before, and you've told me for my father that I've always had to have a glass of water, a full glass of water. And since then, I've always had one. And it just feels, ever since you offered that to me, that literally a lot of things have been clearer, because I always make sure that the water is clear too. You know, and it's like if I forget to clear the water, sometimes it gets a little murky. Things get a little, you know, shady for a minute. But then I clear that water up and it's like I could feel his spirit around me. So that's my testimony right there, people. So this is legitimate. It's real. I know how he works because we've had this wonderful private experience together about what I need to do in my life to clean up some things. And we all need to clean up our lives because our ancestors have done some dirty things in the past. So, and we need to be conscious to remove them from our lives and not to make the same pattern or the same mistake. So speaking about themes, as you did earlier, is there a particular theme that you have coming? Because you have an upcoming spirit circle May 16th at 7 p.m. in Maryland. So why don't you tell us about the theme that you have at this spirit circle you're having on May 16th?
The theme for that one is generational single motherhood and breaking that pattern. You know, in the work that I do, so many of my clients are women. And everybody comes and what they're saying is, will I have a partner? Will I have this? Will I have a husband? And I notice that is a recurring theme. But if once I tap in and I start doing a reading for them, consultation for them, I find that there was always the mother who was also single, the grandmother who was also single, the great-grandmother who was also single. And that doesn't mean they weren't married at some point or that they're not widowed, but it typically means that the stronger line at that portion happens to be the women. So what I tap into and what my goal for this spirit circle is to find out what is the generational, and I hate to use this word, but I'll say it anyway, curse, that causes them to be such strong and only partners in this union, although they're creating these generational lines down to the person that's actually coming to me. There are typically a woman who is without her spouse, be it by divorce, be it by death, be it by separation of some sort. What is the reason? Why is that? And is there some way we can break that pattern? And typically through being with me, I figure out, okay, what are you doing? What have the women in your line done to contribute to this single womanhood? And you're coming to me and asking me again. Let me just share with you what it is that your line has done prior to you and how we can break that or begin to break that with your line going forward.
You know, because in life we do have patterns and pathology, and Dr. Van Sant always talks about that because it's just so true. And what I love what you just said is that you dislike using the word curse. And I do too, you know, so let's just break using that word right now and start using the word pattern, because it really is a pattern as opposed to a curse. I felt that in the spirit, that they're not saying, we didn't curse you, we just set a bad example for you, a bad pattern. So,
Absolutely.
I felt that.
And that is exactly what the mirroring that I find. There's so many, you know, we all learn by the generation before us. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a mom or dad or aunts and uncles. We learn from the generation before us. And we find ourselves repeating those patterns and those dysfunctions based on what we've seen. So what I do is I do it on a spiritual level. You know, you can go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist to deal with it on a more cerebral level. I do it on a more spiritual level. So I tap into the energies and the vibrations of the people who came before you so that they can speak into your spirit the things that they knew they did before.
Exactly.
And how you can do it going forward.
Now, you know, people are tuning in right now to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, and they're probably thinking, what are they talking about? And is this really, does it have to do anything with any specific religion?
Oh, absolutely not. This has nothing to do with religion at all. It's all spiritual. I mean, I'm not, for me, religion has to do with the structure and the rules and laws and regulations that, you know, you go by to do the work that you do. Spirit has to do with your one consciousness and your connection with the higher being, whoever that higher being and your higher self. So for me, it doesn't matter what your religious denomination is. For me, it all has to do with your contact with your higher self. So it has
and being open, right? And just being open to receive.
Absolutely. You know, come with an open mind, you know, and an ability to think, okay, we're not here on this physical plane by ourselves. There are, you know, energies and entities that exist alongside with us. Some people are more in tune to tapping into that energy than others, and I would be one of those. And that's what we do is, tap into that energy to get the information that we need to move forward.
Absolutely. Well, I just got a tweet, and for more information, you can go to livesinvision.com. Thank you for that. You may also call. Can I give out the 301 number?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can also call 301-523-0905. That's 301-523-0905, or go to the website livesinvision.com. Thank you for that tweet, because I was going to get there, but it was important that I said that now, so thank you for that tweet. But also, you know, I heard you say come with an open mind. So how is it for someone who's never been to a spirit circle to come with an open mind? How do they get to that point of an open mind?
You know how they come? Just being a human being with a family before. That's an open mind. That's what I say. Come with no expectations, no judgments whatsoever. All right? I always say to someone, come on in, open to receive a healing of any sort and in any way. And even if the healing is not for you, be there to support the healing of somebody else. So if you come with an open mind, you have no expectation, you have no judgment, because, you know, when we get together as a group of people, all right, and we're coming in for the purpose of healing and in a spiritual setting, some of anything can happen, Max. Max, I swear to you, some of anything can happen. So if you come and you're just open to receive, I promise you, the healing that you need, the healing that you're asking for, some of the things that you don't even expect are going to happen for you.
You know, I always say expectations lead to limitations. So with that being said, I also feel there's a shift happening right now, and I feel that you might have a message for someone listening. And we have not spoken before, and this is all just off the cuff, and I just feel right now that there's something that might be in your spirit that you need to say to someone. Do you feel that too?
Well, actually, to be quite honest, the message is for you. I died earlier, and we did not discuss this before, so tell me if you don't want me to do this.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
But there is, I got the message, and I'm not quite sure who it was in your line, but there's somebody either with a doily or a lace handkerchief, someone who used to either walk with it or carry it. Do you know who this person was?
Mm-hmm.
The lace handkerchief or some kind of doily, a fine piece.
Oh, I do. Yes.
Okay. That person came through earlier and said to tell you that everything that you're moving forward to, they're behind you 100%. All right? And not to second guess yourself at all, but just to move forward because they'll be right. And there's someone, it's almost as if, Max, there are a bunch of your ancestors at a gate, almost like they're going to open the gate to receive somebody or someone, and this might sound a little bit on the, okay. Just in case someone should cross over in your line, there are a group of people there ready and willing to open the gate for them and ready.
Okay. All right. I didn't expect it from me. And so I kind of limited myself because I felt something had to be said. So I thank you. And I received that message. And It's what it is.
Was there somebody who transitioned around you somewhere sometime soon or recently?
Well, you know, there was a dear friend of mine named Angie, and you know, she was such a I just loved my Angie, you know, and I wasn't around, and when she had died, I was in Florida, so I couldn't come up here, but she's always been in my heart. And actually, this event that I had this weekend, I was supposed to dedicate it to her, and I just got so caught up in the moment that I forgot to say her name, because I believe every time you say their name, their spirit shall live. So, it's, yeah, Angie Cross.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I knew there was some kind of energy around. Somebody is, it's like the chariots of fire. That's how I felt. Like they were riding, waiting at the gate for someone to welcome someone into the other onto the other side. So that's what I wanted to make sure I said.
Thank you. I'm sure there's others too. And you know, like I always say, I said it earlier in the show tonight, and people just get so caught up in the body and the physicalness of the flesh. And it's like my friend's, her goddaughter died last night. I said, no, her spirit was too strong for cancer. They had to get out and just break
Absolutely.
Free. You know, and so I think that's what we have to look at.
Yeah, people mourn, you know, the departure of the physical. Be rejoiceful of that process, because what you've done is allow them to no longer suffer in this realm. When they go to the other realm, there's no suffering. Plus, they can help in so many different ways rather than be stuck here with the limitations of the flesh and the body. You know, there's
Absolutely.
No in the least to be upset when someone transitions. But, you know, it's getting more out there. More people are starting to come around to this thought process and this way of consciously living. So, you know, little by little, it'll get out there.
It will. Now, you know, speaking of the body and the flesh, though, we do have to be in person at your spirit circles. And I know you have one coming up just in a couple of days, May 16th at 7 p.m. in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. But do you have to be in Maryland to come and see you, or can people just call you to their house, or how can we get you if we can't get to Maryland?
There are a couple of ways you can do this. I'm available for individual readings. So if someone wants an individual reading, we can do that. If someone wants to host their own spirit circle, I'm free to travel. I come to their house and actually do the spirit circle there. Or we can do group readings as well. So either one of those things, if they can't get to Maryland, I travel. Spirit walks with me everywhere I go, so I'll be able to help them where they are. Or they can do a telephone reading. I can do that as well.
So livesandvision.com. 310-523-0905. You're on Twitter too, right?
I am, and it's at Lives and Visions. That's it.
At Lives and Visions, simple enough. Now, from your experience in life so far, can you offer our listeners tonight a little bit of advice?
Okay, say that again for me.
I said, with all of your experiences in life so far, would you offer to the listeners tonight some advice?
What I could say has to do, once again, with being open, Max. You know, my trajectory to where I am right now did not start or look the way it does right now. I mean, I had a completely different plan for my life in terms of, you know, a career, goals set, and everything, until I actually surrendered and listened to the voice of spirit and found out that my calling was truly in the healing arts, is what I'd like to say. I'm a medium. I'm happy to say I'm a medium, and I do the work that I do because I like to see change, and I like to see people actually realize change in their lives. And that's what I've done. So I say to everybody out there, if there is a challenge that you're going through right now in terms of any state you find yourself in right now, sit, drop, pause. You know, one of my mentors like to say, you know, don't go from the head up, you know, just kind of be centered. Meditate and actually listen and follow the voice that says to you, okay, this does not sit well with me. So if it doesn't sit well with me, let me try something else. All right. And that's really what I had to do. The things that I was doing in my life were not giving the results that I was hoping for. So when I sat and listened, I heard from pretty clearly, your responsibility in this world, your role in this world is to heal and help other people and help them make connections to their ancestors and the spirit realm in ways that facilitate change for them and allows reconciliation and hope for the future.
And hope for the future. Well, I love you being here tonight. I thank you for being here, because I know that, you know, when you plant the seed And when we water it, a harvest you shall receive. So that's for you, a harvest you shall receive. And everyone who's interested in spirit circles, please go to livesinvision.com. Schedule one for you because it's time. Now is the time. Get in the flow. And on that note, I got to get in the flow to say goodnight and goodbye and to take life to the max. Before we go, what is a favorite quote that you have that you can give everyone tonight?
Oh, my gosh, Max, you're pulling these right out of me. favorite quote that I can give. You know, honestly, it is call a thing a thing.
Call a thing a thing. Call Absolutely. A thing a thing. It's that simple.
It's really a theme I have because if you really look at your life and it's not working, call a thing a thing. Admit it, move on. That's it.
It's the truth. And you know what my thing is for tonight? The five T's. Time to tell the truth, people. On
Absolutely.
That note, have a wonderful night. I'm going to talk to you after the show. Take life to the max this week. Love one another and use the word I love you. Use the words I love you more and more and more and more and more. All right, people, that's the advice I give you tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and all the ancestral mothers that are around us. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. I love you all for listening. Have a great week and take life to the max. Good night.
LA Talk Radio.